you because we want you to be well. We want you to be whole. But you have to take authority over your words and what you're saying over yourself. You have to do the same thing where your prosperity is concerned, to speak the word of life over your body and over your health.
Do your words have the power to change your health? Find out on today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Pastors George and Terry Pearsons as they continue with 10 Days of Healing and show you how to speak the language of health.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor George Pearsons. This is my wife, Terry Copeland Pearsons. I married Kenneth Copeland's daughter.
Oh, I'm so glad you did.
I'm so glad I did.
This one that you married, more than one.
Hey, we welcome you to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast today. And we are on day 8 of 10 days of healing. The Lord really put it down into our hearts that we needed to take these 10 days and just focus on the topic of healing. God wants you well. We want you well. The body of Christ is a body of people who are designed by God to live in divine health.
This is helping me.
Praise God.
You know, it's been a while since I really stopped and paid really focused attention on the Word concerning healing. You know, a lot of things you can stay in the Word about, but it's good to come right, bring it on home.
That's
come right back to foundational truths of the Word of God. It makes a big difference.
And Terry, that's where all of these notes came from. I put these notes together with the purpose of you being able to go online, kcm.org, go to the homepage, and you can download these and study them out for yourselves. There are a number of scriptures that we weren't able to get to because of time, but you can go through these. Pastors, ministers, you can teach these. You can have Bible studies at home. If you're struggling in your body, you can take this and just focus on the Word of God. And so these are available to you, and that's what I started to say was that all of the teachings from these came from our parents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. So today we're going to talk about the language of health. The language of health. We have been translated, or delivered rather, from the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And in that kingdom, there is a language. In the same way that if you were to move to another country that spoke a language other than the one you know, you'd have to learn that language. Well, there's a language that we learn. It's a language of faith. It's a language of health. It's a language of prosperity. And Terry, let's begin by looking at Psalm 105. And David... 103, rather.
Okay.
David was speaking this language of faith. And let me read this scripture to you first of all, and then I have a short little story that I wanted to tell you, something that happened to me just recently that stirred me up about speaking the Word of God. It says in Psalm 103, verse 1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction, and crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Our mouths are satisfied with the good Word of God. And we have to realize how important and how vital it is that we speak the Word of God over our bodies in the same way that David spoke the Word of God over his body. Terry, it was not too long ago that I went to our dentist. You're familiar with who our dentist is. And I was sitting in the waiting room one day and just waiting for my turn for the checkup. And this man started to walk towards the reception desk, and obviously he was making an appointment for a later time. And he made this comment, and I wrote it down here. He said, "Bad things begin to happen to your body after you become 60 years old." Oh, man.
Wow.
the alert went off, the alarms went off. I sat there, and you know, when you're trained up in this for as many years as we have been, when something is said like that, you just have all kinds of spiritual alarms going off. And this man said, bad things begin to happen to your body when you turn 60 years old. And down on the inside of myself, I said, no, I don't receive that in Jesus' name. And it really, it startled me, Terry. It startled my spirit. And it launched me, relaunched me on a quest of seeking out the Word of God and really building up my confession, building up my declaration of faith. And so I strengthened my confession of faith, and I took authority and dominion over my body with my words. And I walked out of that dentist's office that day a changed man. Not only were my teeth cleaned, but my spirit was cleansed, and I immediately went into a study about God's Word and God's power spoken through our mouths.
You know, I think that's when the Lord dropped it in your heart about the subject for these broadcasts, mm-hmm. that we should take up the Word about healing.
Yeah.
And to help people, even as the Lord has helped us and we're helping ourselves again.
Yes.
To go to the Word of God and to draw from the Word the healing power of God that He's put in it.
Absolutely.
You know, George, the world thinks that way. They talk that way. And I remember many years ago now, we first started realizing how much of the world was in our mouth.
Yeah.
And the stunning reality that it really does matter what you think, say, and do. Mm-hmm. It affects the outcome. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 34.
You know, you were saying that. I remember many years ago when you and I first heard the message that your dad taught the power of the tongue.
I know. That was revolutionary to a lot of us.
And as well, Charles Capps brought that to our spiritual table, just how important our words are in relation to whatever it is we're dealing with in our lives. So go ahead and read the scripture you're going to read there.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. How can you vipers, how can you speak good things when you're evil? For out of the fullness, the overflow, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man from his inner good treasure brings forth good things. The evil man out of his inner evil storehouse brings forth evil things. So keep reading this verse 37. By your words, you will be justified and acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned and sentenced. In fact, verse 36 says, on the day of judgment, you will give an account for every idle word.
Wow.
This process of words, yeah. understanding that, is a central spiritual key to understanding how the kingdom of God works, how spiritual things work. In fact, not just the kingdom of God, but things of all sorts, good and bad. Jesus just said that. The good man will draw out good things, but an evil man will draw out evil things. Excuse me. And by your words, you're justified. By your words, you are condemned. The Message translation says words will be your salvation. Words can also be your damnation.
Mm.
Wow.
That is strong.
It is. But people don't realize the power that's in their words. Genesis chapter 1 lays it out. That's if God created the heavens and the earth by what He said, not only did He do that, but He established for us, we look back to as the beginning, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. everything that exists came as a part of the process of the creative force that God puts in words. And if He did it that way, and we're created in His image, then our words are going to create. They're going to.
Yeah.
Whether you want them to or not, they do. And you can't just decide in your mind, well, they do sometimes, they don't. I want them to only work when I say the things that I want, but I want to be able to let my mouth shoot off like a cannon for things that I don't want. It's not like that.
Right.
Words, by God's mm-hmm. design, are creators, and they are containers. And you'll either have faith in what God says or faith in fear, faith in the stream that the world has. Proverbs 10:14 says, "Wise men store up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool invites ruin." I don't want to be a foolish.
No, I don't either.
When Dad preached that on the power of the tongue, that really opened our eyes to how foolish we had been about our words and the things that we were saying, where we were being careless in so many ways, jesting. The Bible talks about coarse jesting. Well, that's not only rude talk, but it's words that go against the will of God and certainly against the will that we want for our own lives. I think this medical research that you put in the notes here.
Yes.
You pulled this out of Charles Capps' little book.
Tim, could you bring me Charles Capps' little book? I meant to have it here on the desk because that has been such a tremendous book in our lives. It's a little book, a little mini book, and it's been such a... we've used that over the years. Whenever the kids...
Thank you, Tim.
Over the years, when the kids would experience symptoms in their body, we'd sit down with this little book, God's Creative Power for Healing.
Kept one beside the bed, and they would come hear the pitter-patter of little feet in the night. Mommy, I don't feel good. Mommy, my tummy, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, they knew what that meant. They got up in the bed with us, and out came this little book that's just full of scriptures and confessions of the Word of God. And and you know, time and time again, by the time we got through the confessing of the Word that was laid out for us in that little book, they were all right, or by the next morning, they were just fine. Well, I kept that same little book by my bed until it was worn out, the cover was gone, and had coffee stains on
and
it.
And I have it.
You do. That's where it
went.
That
original book.
You little stinker. Okay.
But, of course, Charles, in this book, he gave some really interesting
information
about these medical studies. You want to read a couple of those, or how do you want to do this?
Well, let's see. Medical science has discovered that the part of the brain which controls human speech is connected to every nerve of the body.
Oh, my.
You know, if we quit right there.
Oh, my.
So a fool says, well, that doesn't mean anything. Don't be a fool. Hallelujah. This came from a Reader's Digest article.
Well, think about that, Terry, in the light of what that man said that day. Bad things begin to happen to your body when you turn 60.
Yeah, and your body says, oh, okay.
And he's sending like a telegraph wire going throughout the nerves of the body. He's sending a message that's going throughout his body saying, bad things are going to happen when you turn 60. He's prophesying over himself.
He's building cracks into the dam,
into the wall. Exactly.
Okay, this was a study done and printed in Reader's Digest a number of years ago of more than 2,800 men and women 65 and older who found those that rate their health as poor are 4 to 5 times more likely to die in the next 4 years than those who rate their health excellent, even if they were studied and found out that their health was comparative.
Yeah.
It's just what they determine.
That's really something,
isn't
it?
It is.
For a person whose health is rated as excellent and they are condemning themselves by speaking over themselves about poor health, and they're literally creating that.
Yeah, they put themselves on a path.
Yeah.
Let's see what else.
Yeah.
This one was reported in the Shreveport Times by a neurosurgeon that would tell his patients this mental exercise was all he claimed for it to be, but he would tell them to talk to their bodies and say, my blood pressure is 120 over 80. He would tell them exactly what to say, and even if they didn't know what it meant, it didn't matter. The body would respond, and their health would improve. This is a really great one. This is in a tad way, it's humorous, but on the other hand, it's deadly serious because this tells us how true these things are. There was an article about a lady that had a continual fever for several months. Doctors couldn't find anything wrong. And when questioned, they discovered that when she got upset, she would always say, that burns me up. I remember hearing that phrase before.
Yeah.
And she would say it several times a day. And they weren't really sure if there was a connection, but they asked her to not use that phrase, and within weeks, her body temperature was normal. You know, I remember saying such as, that cracks me up.
Yeah, yeah.
Or that blows my mind. That was a big one. And you remember what Sister Copeland had to say about that? She said she used to say that, and the Lord corrected her. Quit saying that. So she did. And then not too awful long after that, she was preaching in a convention center, and a tornado hit it, ripped the roof off.
Yeah.
And she said, what if I had kept yielding to those words? That blows
my
mind.
That blows me away.
Blows me away. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. That
blows me away.
I don't want my mind blown away either.
No.
And so I've seen these kind of things come to pass so literally.
Yep. Your dad has one that I've only heard in recent years that he's corrected all of us at one point or another. And he does not say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He said, now, if you need to apologize for something, you apologize, but don't say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm a no good. I'm a sorry no good.
And well, people might think that's picky, but the revelation of words and how important those words are.
That's the difference between those that are a little bit successful and can really command by faith their words. Can you picture Jesus saying that? Can you picture just saying, oh, that just blows my mind.
Oh, that scares me to death.
Yeah, scares me to death. You know, well, I'll be damned. Well, see what people are saying? See what they're saying? Can you imagine? You can't imagine Jesus saying
that. This may be the first time we've ever had to beep out anything.
Well, I didn't say the whole word. I don't like it when people say that word. I don't like that word because it's out of hell. God is not the damner. So why would we invite damnation into our lives or put it on somebody else? Yeah. And Jesus said here in Matthew, you'll be accountable for that. You think you're just saying something because that guy cut you off in traffic, but Jesus says, I'm going to hold you accountable for it because you have been put in this earth to bring the life of God, eternal life as an ambassador of heaven, not only to your own self, to your family, but to people all around you. And to say good things over people, whether they even know it or not, and to curse someone or to send them to hell or to damn them in some way, Jesus said, I'll be talking to you about that.
Yeah. There is a quote from your dad that I heard many years ago, and I've kept this.
It's awesome.
No one has a choice of whether or not they live by words. But they do have a choice of what words they live by. And that's why we have to focus on words of health, words of healing. How much better it is to speak the word of God over yourself, to speak the word of life over yourself. My body is healed. My body is whole. I have the life of God working on the inside of me. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead now dwells on the inside of me and is making alive my mortal flesh. How much better does that do you than to speak, oh, I can't remember a thing. I can't remember
anything. First thing to go, you know.
And it's a big joke when they say that. But on the contrary, what we need to be saying over ourselves is, my mind is sharp. My mind is alert. I have good memory, short-term, long-term, in between. My memory is sharp. I remember things. My mind is alert. My mind is active. To speak that over yourselves. My mother used to get on herself so terribly when she couldn't remember something. And she would, sometimes she'd just beat her head and call her, she'd say, stupid, 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 stupid. And along the time I started learning these things and we'd go, you know, visit them on vacation, I'd have to sit down with my mom. Mom, don't say that about yourself. You have the mind of Christ. And she really did begin to grasp hold of that.
Well, somewhat, but there were a lot of that she... became a real stronghold. We've seen that. Things become a stronghold in somebody's life, and they don't take the word. You might alter some things, but unless you take the word and go back and dig up some seed and alter the believing pattern that you have set your course of your life on.
Right, James 3.
You have to undo some things. And some she did, some she didn't. And we saw that. The fruit of that try to play out in her life.
Exactly. Well, we just have a few minutes left. And Terry, what I think we'll do is we'll talk about the word health connection in Proverbs. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Because I want to spend a couple moments talking about this attachment that we have in your notes. some time ago, I just simply took some healing scriptures and I wrote out just confessions or declarations for me. And I've spoken the word over myself. We've spoken the word over ourselves. And just took, there's a couple of pages of these that you can just take and read. I know that in my Bible, I have that listing that Dodie Osteen gave.
Put together.
Dodie Osteen.
Well, that's what this is, too.
Is that's in there as well. That's right.
Yeah,
tell them about that.
Well, this little pamphlet that we're giving to you, you can either order it, we'll send it to you, or download it as a PDF file. You are healed. Mm-hmm. And just, it gives you a quick snapshot of the things we're taking these 2 weeks to talk to you about. A prayer, confession, gives you the word, how to put it in your mouth. And
that's
then
right.
It's just several pages of scriptures, healing scriptures. I know I took those scriptures and others and wrote them down in the back of my Bible so that wherever I am, home or otherwise, and I need to go and put the word in my mouth, I have my healing scripture list and I go to it.
And so we've written these out for you. My God is the Lord that heals me, Exodus 15:26. He takes away sickness from my midst, Exodus 23:25. He takes away all sickness from me, Deuteronomy 7:15. I choose life. He is the length of my days, Deuteronomy 30:19-20. And I just took these, wrote them down right on through into the New Testament. And basically just speaking the language of faith and getting in agreement with what God has already done for me in my body through the redemption plan of Jesus Christ. So these, we're just trying to load everything over onto you because we want you to be well. We want you to be whole. But you have to take authority over your words and what you're saying over yourself. You have to do the same thing where your prosperity is concerned, to speak the word of life over your body and over your health. Terry, let's pray over them right now. Would you pray over them today?
Father, in the name of Jesus,
thank you,
we
Father.
Pray over every person and over every family
right.
represented by those listening to us today.
Thank you, Father.
We set ourselves in agreement, Lord, according to Matthew 18:18-19,
that's
that says,
right.
whatever on earth, any two of us agree together
that's
in line
right.
with the Word of God, that Jesus the healer is in the midst
praise
of that
God.
Prayer.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
Together, Lord, we agree together that the life of God is quickening their mortal
that's right.
bodies,
that's right.
making them whole from the top of their head
thank
to
you,
the
Jesus.
Soles of their feet, from
thank
the
you,
inside
Lord.
Out, in
oh,
the name
thank you,
of
Lord.
Jesus. Now, don't
praise.
Question it with your mind. Just reach out and say, I believe it.
Yeah.
I have it. It's mine. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Terry and I will be right back. Stay with us.
He sent His word and healed them. He forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. By His wounds, you were healed. It has always been God's plan for His people to be healthy. According to Hebrews 13:8, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes, so His will is still for you to be well. The Healing and Wellness Lifeline Kit by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland is designed to build and strengthen your foundation and understanding of God's promises for you. Your 10-day spiritual action plan contains scripture cards to use everywhere you are, worship music that opens your heart to receive, healing confessions on CD for planting the word in your heart, morning and evening devotions to build your faith, and bonus teaching messages from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland on DVD. Learn God's promises and know His will for you. Divine health is yours. Walk in it today. God desires for you to live your life in perfect health. To help you learn more, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has Healing and Wellness, your 10-day spiritual action plan, now for just $15. This foundational teaching from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland shows you what the Word has to say about your health and will give you the tools you need to leave sickness and disease behind you forever. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, go to kcm.org. While online, you'll also find other products, tools, and resources to help you walk in divine health.
Terry, I remember the day, the very day that I made Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. And when I did that, it absolutely changed and transformed my life forever, literally forever, for eternity. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, today is your day.
It is.
And it's so simple. It's so simple to invite Him into your heart. It's so simple that all you have to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Why don't you say this after me today? Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I thank You.
I thank You.
That You love me so much.
That You love me so much.
That You sent Jesus.
That You sent Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus, come into my heart.
And change my life.
And change my life.
For the better.
For the better.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you prayed that prayer with us today, we have a very special package that we want to send to you. It's a book. It's called He Did It All For You. And it will take you through some of the basics that you need to know about walking this life in Jesus.
You know, how you start your walk can make a big difference on where you wind up.
Absolutely.
And to start off on a foundation of knowing what God has done for you.
And it's important to read your Bible. I mean, there's a brochure right here,
How to Study
Your Bible.
That's awesome.
Praise God. So we have this material. All you have to do is write in or call
KCM.org.
us. KCM.org.
Let us know if you prayed that prayer today. We want to hear from you. I mean, actually, we want to hear from you, just what you're getting out of these broadcasts.
That's right.
What the Lord's doing for
you.
And the healings that are happening. Testify, brother, testify.
So we're continuing tomorrow on The Language of Faith, Part 2. This is Pastors George and... Did I say faith?
Yeah.
The Language of Health and Faith. This is Pastors George and Terry Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They would like to send you some free information to help you get started in your new life in Christ. Request your free salvation package on our website at kcm.org. A book, He Did It All For You, and a brochure on how to study your Bible. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right.
He has called us to be free and be blessed and walk in the power and the outpouring of that blessing.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The Branson Victory Campaign, March 8th through the 10th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, Anaheim, California with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Dates to be announced. Celebrate 30 years in Europe at the Europe Victory Campaign, May 10th through 12th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Excel Center in London, UK. Living Victory Pacific Rim Faith Encounter, Honolulu, Hawaii, June 15th and 16th with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The Southwest Believers Convention, July 2nd through 7th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information on these and other events, go to the KCM website.